What I would like to do is normally, till now, in the Chumash here, we more said a Shmuz. So B'li Ned, we'll do both. We'll learn some Chumash Rashi together. In the Ayin, a little more B'i, or learn Rashi together. We'll do that a little bit. And we'll learn, maybe we'll learn the Pesukim a little bit. We'll do a little bit what we used to do. We'll try to do both. We're used to thinking, every time an incident, Rachman al-Islam happens there to throw, no more, but in the past, every incident that happened in Eretz Yisrael, so our blood boils. When you hear the mice and Arab, Nachman al-Islam killed the Yid, so our reaction is tremendous. Our blood boils. We're so angry at that Arab, as well as we should be. Blood mamish boils. Avad, our first thought is that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hashgacha. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu with new tshuva. But our next thought, which is the right thought, is a tremendous anger at the Arab. It's a tremendously right thought. Very right thought. Blood mamish boils with anger. I can get my hand on the Arab. I'm one of those guys who's perpetrating this. Hariga of Yidden. The blood boils to natch. It's all of our reactions, no question about it. After the first we say Tashkafim, we have to introspect, but also a proper reaction is anger at those people perpetrating this horrible crime. We pass by a billboard. We pass by a billboard. Rahman al-Islam, that's very good to say. Try to turn away. Is our reaction anger? With anger, Hollywood? I can get my hand on these guys. Turn away, Sky, Makabal Sky. Is our reaction anger? Not so much. Hollywood. Let's look at the Pasuk in the Torah. There's Pasuk in this week's parsha that I'm mind-boggling. Edom came out with swords to kill us. Edom came out to Greek place on what this place is sovereignty. Edom said, you can't pass through my country. They came out with swords to kill us. But they came out to kill us. The Pasuk says, in Perichav Gimel, Pasuk Ches, it says, don't hate somebody from Edom, an Edomite, because he's your brother. The Mitzrayim were in their country. They try to kill our Zecharim. They killed our Zecharim, our children. They tortured us. They pained us. L'sasayev Mitzri, k'gera yisa ba'artzei. Don't hate him. You were a ger in his city. Don't hate him. That's the attitude towards Edom and Mitzrayim. And the third generation, if they become gerim, the first two generations cannot marry a yid, but the third generation who's the ger of a mitzvah can marry a yid already. Why? Because lo yisayiv, you're not supposed to hate him legami, Rashi says. You're not supposed to completely hate them. That's on Mitzrayim and on Edom. But comes Amin and Mayav in Pasuk Dalid, in Perichov Yom Pasuk Dalid, lo yovo yamoini mayavi b'kal Hashem. Amin and Mayav forever. Gam dor asiri lo yovo lehem b'kal Hashem. Aroilam. I don't care, 10th generation. Amen and Mayav, then I'll let it come in. Why not? Zok the Pasuk, two reasons. First of all, the Kidmu Esten, the Lechem of Mayim, the Derek, the Seis from Mitzrayim. Vashar Socher Alech as Bilam Ben Ba'ar. Because they hired Bilam Ben Ba'ar. They had this idea to get you to do Averis. What was the mice of Bilam Ben Ba'ar? What did he do, Bilam? He made a Hollywood. We picture, we learn when we're very little, what Bilam do we create in Hollywood? What Bilam did was, he tried to be machti the Yidden. He tried to get the Yidden to do Averis. He tried to lure us to do Averis. Zark the Rashi, in Pasuk Tes, Dvarim Perichav Gimel Pasuk Tes, amazing Rashi, it's Kedai to see inside, the Lord of the Chumash. Perichav Gimel Pasuk Tes, Vonim Asher Yodul Amdar Shlishi, this goes from Mitzrayim, Sai Mitzrayim, and Sai Edom, the third generation is let it come into Klal Yisrael. B'shar Umos Mutar Miyad. Other nations are mutar right away. Halamalta, we learn from this. Shamachti la'adam kashalai min ahargai. If you make a person sin, it is worse, kashalai. You have done worse to him than killing him. Shahargai hargai b'ilam azeh. If you kill him, you killed him in this world. V'amachtiyai. But if you cause them to sin, You destroyed him from Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Notice, he says sins destroy a person from Olam Hazeh also. I would have said Machtiyah, I destroyed him from Olam Haba. Vayseis Machtiyah is also, he loses Olam Hazeh. Lefikach, Edom shekadmu b'charev, Edom that came out with a sword, l'nisayim. No such thing to hate them. V'chei Mitzrayim. Shatavim, they drowned us. V'elu shechtiyum nis'avu. But those that made you do Averis are supposed to hate. It's a pleiadic, a cook. A lot different than our usual look. In America, we very much pride ourselves. We're an Ummah, very nice people. Very nice and pleasant and a smile. You can have a picture, you know, some picture, a billboard, a nice person, somebody smiling. So we picture it as, you know, okay, it's just nice thing. Here it says you have to hate it. It says that a machtiyah is worse than a hargay. Totally different look. Something maybe we could think about. The first pasuk, I would like to speak on the first pasuk. The first pasuk in the parasha says as follows. He said to Muhammad, those that have a chumash could look inside, please. Says as follows. He said to Muhammad Alibecha, if somebody goes to war, when we go out to war on our enemies, Unisani Hashem Likach Yadecha, and Hashem will give the enemies into your hands, Vishavisa Shivyoy, and you capture its captives. Now, Rashi is bothered by Akasha. What type of war are we going on? He says, what type of war are we going on? The two wars. There's a Muhammad's mitzvah. The Zion Amen will mukhoyiv to attack. Leisachaya kol neshama. All the seven nations living in Eretz Yisrael will mukhoyiv to wipe out. Leisachaya kol neshama. Don't let anyone live. There's other types of wars. But Stam Klais is either trying to expand its borders. Whatever reason, there's a Muhammad's Meshus. So Rashi says, what type of war are we going on? The first Rashi, Muhammad's Meshus across the Medaber. We're going on Muhammad's Meshus. An optional war. Shav Muhammad's Eretz Yisrael, because on a Muhammad Eretz Yisrael, a Noyme Meshavis HaShivyayim. It wouldn't be Shaykh to say capture captives. Shaharei Kfar Nemer L'Sachayah Kol Neshama. Because in last week's parasha, Parashat Shoftim, it already says you're not allowed to let anybody live, L'Sachayah. So you can't let anybody live, how can it say you capture captives? Zok Rashi, it's Muchach, it's going on Muhammad's Rishos. We need a little background to this. This is Rashi L'Shitasai. The Ramban, Hagami doesn't comment here, L'Chai would argue on Rashi. There's another Machlokes Rishonim, it's good to know in last week's Parsha, and then we're going to work this Rashi very beginning in a second. But let's work slowly. There's a Machlokes as follows. There's a Pasuk in last week's Parsha, which says when you come to a city, you have a chiyuv deraisa to first call out the shalom. There's a chiyuv deraisa. When a Jewish army attacks a city, you're not allowed to attack till you give them the opportunity to make a peace agreement with you. The terms of the peace agreement, not again now, is another sugya for itself. But the halacha is halacha. It's a chiyuv deraisa. It's a mitzvah deraisa. It's a chiyuv, absolute chiyuv. A Jewish army attacks another country, there's an absolute chiyuv deraisa, the karas l'shalom, one of the 613 mitzvahs, you have a chiyuv deraisa to call out a peace to them. Dayu to offer them peace to you. You can't just attack. That's a chiyuv deraisa. It's machloikis the Ramban and Rashi, that chiyuv deraisa, there's a real mystery. So when you attack the land, you have a chiyuv deraisa to give them the opportunity of peace treaty. A chiyuv deraisa, and if they agree to the peace treaty, we don't attack. How does that fit with it saying the seven nations, the Zion Amen, you're not going to let anybody live? How do I make a peace treaty if I got to kill all them? L'sechaya kol neshama. Don't let anybody live. There's a theory here. One pasuk says, a chiyuv deraisa, we attack a city, we have to offer them a peace treaty. And another pasuk says, you got to kill all the Zion Amen. You're not allowed to let anybody live. It's a stira in Sukkim. Pasha the stira. So the machlokes Rishonim, how to resolve this stira. Rashi holds, in last week's parasha, this chiyuv to call out a peace treaty does not apply to the seven nations. Hagam the pasuk doesn't say that. Rashi says, a chiddush, because Rashi is bothered by the stira. Rashi's face, the stira in Sukkim. So Rashi says, the peace treaty is only on Machlokes Rishus. Optional wars, if you want to walk up to a city and attack, you better first offer them an opportunity to make a peace treaty. However, a city that of the Zion, you mechuyif to kill Amalek, you don't offer them peace treaties, you mechuyif to kill them. That is Rashi Shita. The Ramban says, no, The Ramban says that even on a Mechemes Mitzvah, the Zion Am Yimuchuy Tov Nematishri. It says it's a Chaya Kol Shama. You have to kill all them. The Ramban says that's only go if they don't accept the Tishri. If they accept the Tishri, the Seder Gamer. Accept the Tishri. Lefi the Ramban, it's 100% Peseder. They accepted the peace treaty, there's no problem. So the Ramban says the pasuk is the chaya kol neshama, that if you kill all Zion Am, it's the shtickle lav dafka. It's only gold, they don't accept the peace treaty. They don't accept the peace treaty, the Zion Am you have to wipe out. Any other nation, they don't accept the peace treaty, you're not mechuyif to wipe them out. The Zion Am, you're mechuyif to kill them if they don't accept the peace treaty. Lefi Rashi, the Zion Am, you don't offer peace treaty, you're mechuyif to kill them. You're not allowed to offer a peace treaty. Now, there's a Ramish, the Parsha Navi, that's very shver and Rashi, very good. They're very shver in the Ramban, very good with the Rashi. We all know the story of the Gevinim. There was a nation, Gevinim. They're the Gevinim. This nation of Gevinim pulled a little trick on Klal Yisrael. They were one of the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael, and they tricked Klal Yisrael. They got very scared when they heard what Klal Yisrael did to the Chiti, the Yebusi, that Klal Yisrael killed out nations, entire nations. They were very frightened, obviously. They're one of the Zainamim. Being scared stiff, they dressed up as they made believe they were foreigners. They came to Klal Yisrael. They made believe they weren't one of the Zion Amim. They said we're a far off nation, and they made a peace treaty with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael said, why not? Far off nation? You want to make a peace treaty? Klal Yisrael made a peace treaty with them. Then it turned out they were really one of the Zion Amim. They tricked Klal Yisrael. Now, Bemis could say Klal Yisrael's shvua not to harm them is not Chal. The Gemara asked that. Who cares? That's a shvua b'tois. That's garnish. If you fool somebody, that's not a shvua. The Gemara says it would have been a chil Hashem not to listen to our shvua. So we had to listen to our shvua. Lefi Rashi, one of the seven nations mechuyif to kill. So they being frightened, they were frightened they're going to get killed. So they had to make believe they were another country that's not on the Zion Island. Then Klal Yisrael has to make peace treaty. We have to offer peace treaty. They made a peace treaty. Kabbalah, they tricked us. Now we found out who they really were. So we really, the shvua wasn't chal, but they knew we wouldn't break our shvuas because it would be a chil Hashem. So they had us. So Yeshua cursed them. However, Lefi the Ramban asked this on himself. Lefi the Ramban, even the seven nations have a right to a peace treaty. Why do you have to pull a whole shtick? Why did they make believe they were far off nation to get Klal Yisrael to swear to them? Who needs the whole shtick? Who needs the whole shtick? Say one design on, but Klal Yisrael, we know you mechuyif to make a peace treaty, make a peace treaty. So the Ramban has to say a big daichek. The Ramban says that they didn't know the halacha. They held like Rashi. The Zion Amin learned shot like Rashi. They thought like Sechaya Kol Hashama. I the pasta call in peace. Mistama, they learned from Rashi. It's only not us. They didn't have the right shot. The right shot is up the Ramban. That's how the Ramban learns. The right shot is what the MSB have to call the peace treaty. They didn't have to pull this whole shtick. So why did Yeshua curse them with the Ramban? This Ramban doesn't ask. So why did Yeshua curse them? Why did Yeshua curse them? Their whole trick, who cares? So that's first they lied to us. You're right, their trick did nothing with the Ramban, because anyway we would have had to work on a peace treaty. But we don't take lightly somebody lies to us. So Yeshua cursed them, they deserve to be cursed. Because they're liars. Either lying didn't get them anywhere, still deserve. Lying is still bitty when it gets you nowhere. A lie is bad. Yeshua cursed them. The Ramban, very simply, the Ramban holds the Zion Am Yimuchuyif to call out a peace. Lefi Rashi, even the seven nations, Lefi Rashi, the seven nations, you don't call out a peace, you have to kill them. Now we start to say, it says when you come and attack your enemies, and you'll capture captives, so let's work it out. Lefi the Ramban, it could be going even on the Zion Amim. Because Lefi the Ramban, it's not shver, you capture captives. You're not supposed to capture captives, I have to kill them. That's not shver. You first have to call out in peace. So maybe you went to war, you called out in peace, and you got captives. That's what they're supposed to do when you call out in peace. Now, Gam, you can say, it says, ki seitz la mechama. Could be you went out to war, you were ready to attack, and you offered them peace, and they all became your shevi. By the way, one of the conditions of peace, the Ramban says, they become your captives. The Ramban says one of the conditions of peace is that all your shevi, they're all your captives. Befrat by the Zion Amim. There's a little bit of a difference in the Zion Amim, other nations. But one of the terms of peace is that all subjugated to us. The simple reason that it sounds to the world that would sound like, wow, these Yidden are, what's the chat? It's very simple. We want them subjugated to us. What happens to the subjugates? We'll teach them Torah. We'll make mention out of them. We'll teach them Zion Mitzvahs. We'll make mention out of them. So they have to subjugate themselves to us. You could have. So if you're the Ramban, you could say Kisei Shalom Acham is going with Chaimis Mitzvah. I'm sorry? Yes, correct. It's what happens to be tonight. They have to, it's a Shiloh, they have to accept all Zayin. Yeah, but sure, they have to accept Zayin Mitzvah. Yeah, that's true. It'd be a Ger Toisha, that says. Kitzer, that's going to be Ramban. Now you could clear. You could my guess I have a stubborn's gonna ask me, you could clear is the Torah only matter because it's a wartime. I would clear if they didn't choose to fight. Is that right with Kestan? Are you saying something else? Yeah. So right, Kestan Yom time is that it could be not Pasha. I'm claiming with Ilir Ramban, this is the Hakira I would like to share with Eilam. So again, I'm claiming with Ilir Ramban, it could be going, I'll explain hard over here. I'm timing Lefi the Ramban that on a Mechemes Mitzvah also Mechuyf to call out in peace, so possibly we go on a Mechemes Mitzvah. Lefi Rashi, that on a Mechemes Mitzvah by the Zayin Amin, you have to kill them. So Lefi Rashi says it can't be going on a Mechemes Mitzvah, it can't be going on the Zayin Amin, you have to kill them. Zavkai Kesnam, no. Even Lefi Ramban has to go on Mechemes Mishos. Why? Because the whole heck we had to take the lady is because since it's a wartime, the person's weak. You could have learned that if they choose not to fight, so the person is not in a war mode, so the person, the Jew, is not weak, well, the Torah would never be matrim to take the lady. That's how you could have learned. That's how one could have learned. Yesh lod nazeh. It's a chakira. I would like to leave with Eilam. According to the Ramban, what would have been by Mechemes Mitzvah, where they choose the peace? I don't know if remember, the Torah is matter to take a Goyish lady. It could be it's only matter in wartime. So I was the subject. Lemaisa is in wartime. Remember, even if they come with the white flags, it's a whole war matzah. You come with your armies, they have their armies, they get a little scared. It is a war matzah. Hagam they surrender. Iraq also, the war's over in Iraq and people still attack. There's still things go on. It's a scary time. Remember, the nation's surrendering. They're under American control. Things still happen. Things still happen. Rahman with somebody is, but yeah, that shouldn't happen either. Things still occur. Yesh blood now is Mesopic. Lemaisa, Rashi says it's going by Mechemes Mitzvah. Rishos, the Mechemes Mitzvah says Leisachaya. Lefidim and Bani, you sure won't have that time that it says Leisachaya. Just as our Rashi says that over here, oh, but I want to take this further. Oh, this is just the start. Let's remind a little deeper over here. Oh. So Rashi says it's going to Mechemes Mishus, because Mechemes Eretz Yisrael, you can't say B'shvisa Shivya. You see the opposite way, the Torah, later on in the Parsha, in Perich of Gimel, Pasuk Yudalad. No, wrong Pasuk. Damn, you don't write clear notes. In Perich of Dalet Pasuk Hey, it says Ki Yikach Ish Isha Chadasha. If a man takes a new wife, Lo Yetzi Batzava, they'll go out to the army. V'lo Yavra Lov L'chol Dover. Don't leave her for anything. Don't leave her. Think about her, not you, not others. Her. Lo Yetzi Batzava. But the guy feels I have a job. You know the guy, you know many people feel marriage? Their wife's getting in the way of the job they have currently in the life feel that way. She's getting in the way of my job. Rahman al-Tzlan. La yeyti matzava, don't think about your job. La yagra love, l'chol dover. Can't take care of her. Naki yiyah lebeisai. He should be clean for his house, available to his house, to his wife. Shana achas, 1 year. V'simach es ishtai, zok rashi, that some people make a horrible mistake. Lanias Daiki, you have a whole country that makes a mistake. I want you to hear these words and don't forget it your whole lives. I want you to hear as well. Rashi says, to me it's amazing that this Rashi is Nevuah. This, if anybody has a Chumash, do yourself and look inside. Perich of Dal Pasakei. The Pasuk says, V'simach es ishtai. Make your wife happy for a Shana Mishana. Now it doesn't mean after the first year don't. It means the first year has a special chiyuv for the obvious reason that the Torah wants if he starts out doing it, he'll continue doing it his whole life. So v'simach es ishtai. Zok Rashi, Yismach es ishtai, make his wife happy. V'yachti itzei. The Targum says, V'yachti yos itzei. Make his wife happy. Yachim is happy. V'yichad Yisra means Yisra is happy at the Besura. V'yachti yos itzei. Make his wife happy. V'ametargim, and somebody who translated, and I believe our whole country translates these three words wrong. Zok Rashi, v'ametargim, if somebody makes a mistake in pshat and translate it, v'yachta imitzei, be happy with his wife, toyu. He's a toyu. She'ein zetargim shavasimach. That's not the pshat. Why would somebody make a mistake? Somebody else no dipta? Somebody has negiyus. Zok Rashi, they could make a mistake, and I believe a country made a mistake. They think pshat is v'simach imishtoy. Ha! They think you're supposed to be happy together. Wrong pshat! Toyu! He's a toyu. What a terrible implication. One deep wrong in the toyu, a ganza lebens charev. His life and his children's life. Because he thinks he's supposed to be happy together. Ha! He's a toyu. He thinks it's v'simach imishtoy. He thinks you're supposed to be happy together. Toyu! He's wrong. It's v'simach yosetzei. He's supposed to make his wife happy. Not he's supposed to be happy together. His job is not to make that I'm happy and she's also happy. That's not his job, is to make that we're both happy. So I have to make sure if I'm also happy in this. No! Wrong shot, toyu! What a terrible toyu! You have a country, 60% divorce rate. You have a whole ganze country. Toyu is not Rashi. This Rashi screams so loud. It should shake this whole country, toyu. They should post it everywhere on billboards. Toyu! It's not imishtoy. It's not with your wife be happy. V'simach yasishtoy. His job is to make her happy. There's no zich, there's no me. Your job is to make her happy. That's what Rashi says. Yismach esishtoy. V'targumoy v'yachti yasitzei. His job is to make his wife happy. That's his job. His job is not to be selfish. That's the job. If he does that, I'll talk to Zaycha, special children. At such a home with a shalom, the Pam used to say, Yishprach, that Chinuch, the Pam used to say that success with children is 90% shalom bias, another percent the siyat and shmaya. That was the Pam's line. 90% shalom bias, 10% is siyat and shmaya. Vices yield 90% in our hand. Does this mean, so you see somebody whose kids go to the derek, has no shown bias? I'm afraid to say it. Maybe. But there's 10% Siyad Nishmaya. There's 10% Siyad Nishmaya. Possibly a shalom. People still have Bechira. Shalom bias! V'simach imishtoy. Not v'simach imishtoy. Yasitzei. Not v'simach imishtoy. Apologies. Yasitzei. His job is to make his wife happy. There's no me, there's no selfishness. There's no, the person can't be selfish. He can't be selfish. In America, there's a Muslim. You can ask a Shaila. Guys, a Shaila, serious. I speak about marriage, I'll tell them why. But Emma's these and Yanim, it's controversial when you speak about them to Bach about marriage. One ain't darshan by rais b'ram. Explicit you can't be. Certainly can't be explicit. Maybe even you shouldn't talk about marriage at all. Through all both and most of them's not dating. But I feel, I spoke to my Rashiva guy right there, my Rebbe, about this. I feel the media has spoken to us about this, to all of us, about since we're three. So if we don't start now, when we're at least 18, 17, 16, 19, 20, the media as is has about a, they have about an 18 year, 16 year, whatever lead on us. So I believe it to speak about it. I speak about it. Public. That's my message for my Rebbe. I apologize. Anyone has different message. I apologize. But I want to speak about it. The Velt is a shayla. Let me ask you a shayla. What a man should do. Man's married. And he feels it. He's excited. Plus, he has a tremendous amount of love for his wife. He really likes her. It's gewaldig. 3 months into his marriage, he's mamish. It's gewaldig. Baruch Hashem. After 3 months, she says to the middle of the night, she wakes up and she's sick. She calls over the bed, she says, excuse me, husband, I'm feeling sick like a dog. I'm sick like a dog. And I push it, need medicine desperately. Push it, need medicine desperately. I need medicine desperately. I'm so sick. I have a sinus infection. I need medicine desperately. I need quick. And you see some problem. I just don't have enough light, enough feelings. The beginning I did, but you know, it's waning a little bit. It's waning a little bit, my love. Not so exciting anymore. I just don't feel enough love to go out to the store in the middle of the night and buy her. to go to the medicine chest, you say, to go to the store. I just, that much I don't have. When we started, I did. When we were engaged, for sure, I did. Right now, I just don't know. She's not exciting anymore. I don't feel it anymore. What do I do? It's a big problem. You can call her up, maybe. You should call her. It's a big problem. He just doesn't feel that amount of love to do it. What should I do? What should I do? It's a serious shock. You know what happens a month later? 4 months into his marriage, it's a more severe shiloh. Because now, she wants medicine, and he has it in the medicine chest, and he doesn't even feel enough love to go to the medicine chest to get the medicine. Now, don't forget, last time it was bad enough, third month, that he didn't feel like going to the store. He doesn't really even have enough feelings for anymore to go to the medicine chest to get it. Uh-oh. Now he's really in trouble. Now the man's really in trouble. Now the marriage, this is getting serious. Then a month later, something much worse happens. She's sitting at the table. She wants a cup of soda from the fridge. She had a very tough day. During the day, it's not a night anymore. He's in trouble. I have no feelings left for her. There's a very serious shiloh. It's very serious. It's trouble here. I don't know. I don't think I did anything wrong. I don't have any feelings left. The marriage is in a state of tumult. This shiloh is going to last all the time. It's a serious shiloh. Very severe. It's a very severe shiloh. The rub's called up. I don't have any feelings left. And a month later, he feels garnished. He can't pick. If she passed the salt from one side of the table, he doesn't feel. He doesn't feel doing it for her. He has zero feelings to do for her. Now the marriage is mamished. She's a nice guy. She's a nice lady. He's a nice man. He has zero feelings. It's a severe problem. You know why we all think there's a problem? Because we're so Americanized. Because we learn Tayo. Because we think it's Mesimach Emeshtoy. We look how I'm feeling. How am I feeling? Because the Shiloh's dumb. If I present it as serious, I apologize. It's a late sonus. We should be rolling in the aisles like sonus. It's a like sonus b'shaila. It's not serious. Like sonus, because we have the American mentality to simach imishtoy tayo. Because we look in, how am I feeling? You know, I'm just not getting from this. I don't have feelings. We look how I'm feeling to see should I do. V'simach yasetzei esishtoy. She needs to get it. Your job. Forget what you're feeling. V'simach yasetzei. Go get it. Why? Because you're supposed to make her happy. It doesn't say you're supposed to be happy with her. You're supposed to make her happy. And she has the job for you, buddy. It's a leitzanus. You don't get it because you feel. She needs it. Run. And you know what happens afterwards? You have tremendous feelings of love because you got it. The Torah's way is so goodness, is so deep. Is so powerful. You know what ends up happening the Torah's way? He has love. He doesn't get it because he has feelings. Abacha says, I have a severe problem. He says, Kalish, I have a big problem. I sit down in the morning, I don't have cheshire. Severe problem. This doesn't just have to do with marriage, but I say, this is a life's cook. Guy says, severe problem, I don't feel like it. Leitzanus! It's a leitzanus type of question. What is it with feeling it? What shaykhus to feeling it? You know it's right. You know you want to learn. The person's supposed to learn. The Torah says, "B'kisa yom v'layla." So you learn, and you know what happens afterwards. He has feelings towards it. But we are used to everything is. We're used to take. So I check if I have feelings. I check if that's what my heart. That's like a surach l'vavcha. I see if that's what I'm in the mood of doing. It's not right and wrong. It's supposed to and not supposed to. When one lives right and wrong, a life of integrity. I'm supposed to get it. Then Hashem sends feelings. That causes feelings. Giving to something causes feelings. Not feelings cause. And what's that difference, that little difference? The one who wants that feelings then give because he's selfish. So what he has it attracted to, and he's overwhelmed. So then that's a surah, but it's a surah achrei levavchem. If I want to learn so badly, okay, so I'll sit down and learn. I don't feel today. That's sonus. So don't feel so much. Doesn't do anything. It says, no, what? I feel bad. You deserve it. You know, people should be sympathetic. It's hard. It's really hard. What was great about the stifler going was not that he felt it so much. There was no shots to feel or not. What was great about the chaznish of Moshe, what's great about the master of the Beis Medrash is not how much he's bubbling, that he just wants to learn. What's great is that he learns, and therefore he's bubbling. Not bubbling, therefore he learns. He's not interested. The master doesn't see to the... Today I feel it. He's not interested if he feels it today or not. Now he knows on the days that it's natural cheshek, it's easier. Days that are not natural, it's harder. So he deals with chachma. He maybe shortens his schedule a little bit the days that has not as much cheshek. There's chachma to have it work with yourself. You work with yourself in a wise way. But it's irrelevant. He doesn't analyze, will I or won't I, based on what I feel. If he analyzes that, he feels a lot. He'll be doing a lot of others. You want to go by your hearts? Our hearts feel a lot of stuff. Now hearts are important. The feeling's important. Do, and then make sure to get a cheshek. And you will get a cheshek. Hashem will help you, and you'll get a cheshek. And if you do externally with a cheshek, you'll get a cheshek. But you don't look. He doesn't do for his wife because he feels. That's like sonus. That's what simach imish. That's I'm supposed to get together. You know, if I'm all happy, then I should. That's together. That's like sonus. That's like sonus. And the shaila is utter like sonus. It's like sonus to shaila. It's such a Western shaila. The answer is he doesn't feel it. Wonderful. He woke up, Miller doesn't feel it. He should absolutely run. I went over time, I apologize. There's the sheer clothing now.